The Incurable Romantic is the name of Michelle Peterson's latest show, and that romantic view is evident not only in the works she creates, but in the passion and philosophy that she brings to her creative process. Peterson says there's just something about the still image that, more than anything else, allows her to express herself as an artist.
I find that the image allows for more, maybe, interpretation, or it's more open to interpretation. Words can have a meaning and be very formal in a certain way, where an image offers itself to a person with much more openness, connotations, etc. I just love imagery. I guess I'm a real visual person. So I find the image holds much more potent, a potent form of a force with a person than, say, a word does. And so once that piece is done and hung and out in the public, I mean, it's still mine in a certain way. And how people respond to it, it's always intriguing. And it's not maybe what I would expect them to get from it, but that's okay. I mean, it's out there on their own. And everyone comes to work with their own personal inner world, their own, for lack of a better term, baggage. And we all have our life, our outside life and our inner life, and we come to look at it with that perspective of sorts.
So working with canvas, we have oil on canvas here, but you're also working with other materials on canvas. You've got graphite, pastel, metallic leaf as well. Why did you decide to not limit yourself just to oil on canvas?
Well, it's also oil on panel, and I like the little panel boards because it doesn't have the bounce that canvas does, and you can be harder with it and be more aggressive with it, because I can tend to be aggressive with my work when I'm in the process of it. So the canvas, when I'm working on canvas, needs to be stretched really, really tight because I tend to get, like I said, aggressive with it. But I like the combination. I can't just do oils, and I love drawing, and I love to draw, and I love the mixed media and the use of pattern and gold leaf and design, and I want to incorporate it all. Whether it's right or wrong, I really do want to incorporate it all. And I love especially like the gesture, a big gesture of paint, and then coupled in, going into like to an area and fine tuning it like with a gold pen or graphite pencil or pastel. And it's that combination of the grand gesture with the definitive touch that I love.
Well, let's talk about that with a painting that's right over your shoulder right now. We have a beautiful blue dress set against a black field, the scroll work above, and I can tell you where the metallic is, top and bottom on this one. So, and I think this really applies to your title of this exhibition, Incurable Romantic, because I find this very romantic. What is a romantic to you? What does that mean?
It's a philosophy of life that deals with life on a level that's seen in not this hard-edged way of aggressiveness. Although, I find life can be really aggressive, and I'm always yielding more to, in my own sense, a kinder, softer place to work with life and getting underneath the underbelly of life and looking at it in more kind of a philosophical, spiritual bent. It's not anything that has a nostalgia to it or a weakness to it, but it's just a way that I deal with life. And the image and the means of expression is, for me, an outlet that's healthy, cathartic, for dealing with how I'm looking and dealing with life among the myriad of emotions and thoughts.
I think it's interesting how you say it's romantic and you're trying to take maybe a gentler or more philosophical approach, yet you actually use the word attacking the canvas. When you create this, you said, I attack the canvas.
Yeah, I do. I let the process take over. I trust in the process. And if there was this painting that we're talking about has many layers under it. I almost took a knife to it and just cut it. I mean, not now, but there was if you did an x-ray of it, there were like three separate paintings under there, and it just wasn't coming. It just wasn't coming. And so I stepped back and I almost literally took a knife to it and cut it, but it's like I had to stop and wait and meditate on it. And when I'm working with a painting, when I'm working especially on a series of works, even if I'm not in the studio working, I'm working in my head. And even though it's not maybe in the forefront, it's in the subconscious, and it's always working its way. So I trust in that process by it's working out in my subconscious, and it'll come to me the next time I come into the studio. So I come in then hopefully with an attitude of trust, and this is what happened.
Well, looking around, I see more than one dress depicted, yeah. And I see flowers everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's a strong feminine bent to
yes.
this show. And what is that through all of your work, or is that just where you're at right now?
No, I think that's through all of my work. And there is a certain point, I mean, I would take my work to some places and go, oh, these are really interesting, but they're too feminine. And I'm thinking, okay, but however, I'm a female, I'm an artist, and this is what I'm doing. And then there's a point where you just own it, and I own it. This is it. This is what's coming through. This is what I love.
Oh, down here we have where you've painted on wood. And, you know, when you said you were painting on panels, right. I immediately thought of Hieronymus Bosch and the Garden of Earthly
yes.
Delights. And here you do have a kind of a garden or a forest. You have a number
yeah.
of trees. Can you explain the process here of what you're trying to create? It's a very soothing series of panels.
Well, thank you. For me, it's a juxtaposition of earth and sky. So there are pieces of intense detail of greenery coupled with slivers of sky. And there's a few that are traditional landscapes and the ones on this side of the wall. But they're just studies. And I actually had a lot of fun with just those studies. I felt a sense of freedom and working small because they're about 5x5 or 6x6 inch panels. I love that scale. It's almost like a working sketch. And so for that, I found a lot of freedom as opposed to like a final piece on canvas and trying to make it finished, where this, for me, has a sense of gesture and freedom and experimentation.
Is it in your heart as a romantic to never be still as an artist?
You know, feminine and the beauty and the concept of beauty and the power of beauty is very, very important, and that's kind of the theme in my work. And whichever way that manifests, then I'm open to it.
Where do you take your inspiration? Is it your closet? I see these beautiful
yeah.
dresses. Where does your inspiration come from?
You know, I love looking in people's gardens. I'm not a gardener at all. I'm trying to be, but it's not, you know, I'm working on that. But I guess I just love the color green and the lushness of green against the sky. I'm forever looking at the clouds in a sculptural way. And in terms of dresses, I just really love fashion and form and working with the figure without working at it in a traditional way. And for me, that was a way to deal with the figure and working with clothes at the same time. That seemed to be a great meld.
You use sculptural imagery in mm-hmm. your paintings, and mm-hmm. you have a juxtaposition of pattern as well.
Right.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, I love pattern, and I love that, and I love the juxtaposition of the flatness and the beauty of the pattern, the repetition, with just one iconic sculptural image. I kind of like that the flat and the 3D-ness effect. I don't know, for some reason, that just seems to work for me, and I found a way, finally, to bring it into my work, where it's not just all one or the other. And I think it works really well. At least I'm pleased with where it's taking me and going, and it's been a pleasant experience.
You call yourself an incurable romantic,
right.
And you say in your artist statement that art is a power for good, you say. Well, how are you using art as a power for good, Michelle?
Well, I think there's all different types of art, and my art is just one tiny piece of of a sliver of the whole pie of art. And there are people who are doing political art, which is wonderful and necessary to show what's happening in the world. But my art is about, I don't know, just showing the grace and the beauty and looking. And then if you look at it, hopefully when looking at the work, then you will look outside and inside yourself and kind of mirror that in one's own life. I really find that beauty can lend itself to making one a kinder, better person.
So you label yourself an incurable romantic. I presume you don't ever want to be cured.
I think it's impossible at this point, yeah.
That's Michelle Peterson. Her show, The Incurable Romantic, runs through September 29th at the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.